The Art of Work, Section 12. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Draw near to listen rather than to offer the worship of fools who speak before they think. Do not be hasty to utter a word in God's presence. God is in heaven, you are on earth, so let your words be few. Just as dreams come when there are many worries, so does foolish talk when there are many words. If you make a promise to God, do not delay in fulfilling it. God is not pleased with fools, so do what you have said. It is better never to take a vow than to take one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin by saying, "My vow was a mistake." Why give God cause to be angry at your words and destroy the work of your hands? The schemes and empty words of the fool are futile, but the wise have respect for God. The application of vows in relation to faith is not a popular subject, yet the promise or vow is an important part of any relationship. Like most other topics Qohelet will teach on, this one finds its roots in creation, for it is only after we acquire the knowledge of good and evil that a vow or promise is even necessary. As beings created in the image of a purely relational God, we initially did not need to make a promise to follow through on what we said. There was no thought of saying something and doing something else. However, once we understand the relational difference between good and evil, we have the desire to use others to get something for ourselves. We know we cannot fully trust ourselves or that we have completely pure motives, but yet neither can we completely trust others. So this is where the vow came into existence. It's a way to attach something physical to a promise, a way to bind ourselves to a course of action. In the case of marriage, the vow involves our physical body. We promise we will not use our body to become intimate with another person other than the one we are marrying. To add power and intention to our vows, we then often invoke God's name within the vow and call God to witness the fact that we are serious about what we are saying. This is the type of vow that Qohelet is referring to, a promise either made to God or with God as our witness. And a person who takes this vow, uses the authority of God, and then backs out later for their own self-centered purposes will certainly cause other humans to be angry with them for breaking their word, but will also cause God to be angry for using his name to seal the deal. So much so that Qohelet notes that result may be an intentional action of God that goes beyond the regular thorns and thistles of life as God steps in to tear down the very thing we are building up for ourselves. Qohelet says that those who break their vows are fools. They have many schemes. They talk excessively on and on without intention, especially when they make a promise or vow. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. My website is theartofwork.ca, bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thanks for listening.